Carlson, Biden running mate will be most consequential VP pick in American history. By Jeff Poor on July 30, 2020. Wednesday on his Fox News Channel broadcast, host Tucker Carlson warned of the implications of presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's running mate pick, given Biden's struggles to date and his pledge to only seek one term. Carlson pointed to two of the contenders, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, and Representative Karen Bass, DCA, who he said have held radical views. Transcript as follows. Carlson, believe it or not, this is Joe Biden's third attempt to run for president. History is lost when you live in the eternal present as we are now, but it's worth remembering some facts, three times. The first time Biden ran was in 1988. That was before most of the people who work on the show were born. And he was caught lying about his biography in speeches and forced to drop out. Biden suggested to audiences that he had grown up in a coal mining family in Wales. That's not true. Joe Biden is actually from America. His father sold cars in Wilmington. Biden went to a Catholic prep school in the suburbs. So it was pretty embarrassing. It took 20 years before Biden ran again. And when he did, it did not go well. In 2008, Joe Biden got a total of 1% of the vote in the Iowa caucuses, and he dropped out that night. Joe Biden, whatever his strengths, turns out to be so bad at running for president that even Barack Obama, supposedly his close friend, repeatedly refused to endorse him. He just can't win. That was Barack Obama's view. Then the Wuhan coronavirus arrived. Democratic governors shut down the country. Millions lost their jobs. The economy tanked. Americans huddled in their homes, cut off from one another and deeply miserable. From his basement, strategically cloistered away in silence, Joe Biden shot ahead in the polls, not because of anything he did. He just happened to be there. As of tonight, Joe Biden could win the race. Unfortunately, if he does, Joe Biden cannot govern the country. He isn't capable of it. He's all but admitted that. He said he won't run for a second term. So Biden's running mate will be the most consequential VP pick in American history, and soon we'll know who it is. Apparently, the announcement is coming in the next week. As of tonight, Senator Kamala Harris of California seems like the frontrunner. She is certainly the best known. Harris is a product of the same highly credentialed, yet deeply unimpressive world that spawned too much of our media. Needless to say, they love her. She's one of them. The public, though, has been much less impressed, including Democrats. Harris was so unpopular with Democratic primary voters that she never made it to the first vote in the primaries. When she dropped out in December, Harris was polling at around 3%. The rap on Harris in exit polls is that she is a fraud. She doesn't really believe in anything. She'll say whatever it takes. Of course, that is also Harris's primary strength. Here she is promising free health care to illegal aliens. Begin video clip. Jake Tapper, CNN anchor, so you support giving universal health care and Medicare for all to people who are in this country illegally? Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, former presidential candidate, let me just be very clear about this. I am opposed to any policy that would deny in our country any human being from access to public safety, public education or public health. Period. End video clip. Carlson, oh. Now wait a second, you may be wondering. I'm sitting in my house, maybe unemployed, paying a huge percentage of my net worth for healthcare. So why should people who aren't even allowed to be in this country in the first place get it for free at my expense? And by the way, how can a government that's already $27 trillion in debt afford to pay for the rest of the world's medical bills? Now, those are all good questions. Kamala Harris has no answers. Fixing problems is not the point of the exercise. Winning is the point. And over the years, Harris has been willing to do pretty much whatever it takes to win, including use the power of her office to crush political opponents. As the Attorney General of California, Harris relentlessly defended her big donors in the abortion industry. When a journalist called David Dalyde and criticized Planned Parenthood in a documentary, Kamala Harris sent the police to his home. Dalyde later described the authoritarian nightmare Harris unleashed on his life. Begin video clip. David Dalyden, pro-life activist, they got a highly political search warrant to conduct a political raid on my home, to seize the unreleased undercover footage. By the way, It's black-letter California law that you're not supposed to get a search warrant to seize the unpublished materials of a journalist, whether citizen journalists, professional journalists. But that's what Kamala Harris went ahead and did at the behest of Planned Parenthood in order to cover up for them and in order to protect them from increased further scrutiny for the crimes of selling aborted baby body parts, sometimes from criminal partial birth abortions. End video clip. Carlson, so I think we can conclude from this episode that Kamala Harris or any politician willing to use law enforcement to stop journalism she doesn't like probably doesn't care too much about civil liberties or equality under the law, and indeed, she doesn't. Harris supports allowing universities and employers to discriminate based on the skin color of applicants. What decade is this? She supports race-based reparations. She'd like to rewrite the Constitution to eliminate the Electoral College because it's inconvenient. To give you some perspective on these positions, just 10 years ago, Barack Obama would have run away from them. That's how much the Democratic Party has changed. And if you're looking at more evidence of that change, you should also know that Joe Biden is considering Congresswoman Karen Bass of Los Angeles as his running mate. She's also on the shortlist. Unlike Kamala Harris, Karen Bass is not a fraud. Karen Bass means it. She's sincere. She's an unapologetic left-wing bomb thrower who spent decades working to help Fidel Castro in his Cold War against the United States. Karen Bass kept praising Fidel Castro all the way to his death just 4 years ago. In the 1970s, Karen Bass belonged to a group at the LA Police Department accused of training revolutionaries, in quote, terrorist tactics and guerrilla warfare. Bass apparently visited Cuba multiple times a year. So it's not pejorative to note that Karen Bass is not a mainstream figure. She literally co-sponsored the New Way Forward Act. That is a lunatic bill that would force the U.S. government to re-import at taxpayer expense hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens whom we've deported for committing crimes. Bring them back here, in many cases, violent crimes, for real. Karen Bass is so extreme that like Kamala Harris. By the way, she's currently trying to repeal California's main anti-discrimination law. Bass wants to make racial discrimination legal as it was before the civil rights movement. We are not overstating this. Karen Bass has issued press releases bragging about it. You may not have heard about any of this. The details are so shocking that virtually no media outlet bothers to cover them. But it is all real. Look it up before it's scrubbed. Keep in mind, this is the person. These are the people who shouldn't be running our country. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.